Hello, this is Michelle Lind. Welcome to the AAR podcast on the recently revised 2008 residential lease agreement. This podcast will last approximately 10 minutes. The 2008 residential lease agreement will be available for use in February. There were numerous changes to the form, so I recommend that you review it carefully and consider taking a class on the form before using it in a transaction. Some of the obvious changes are in the format, font size, and title, which has been changed from Residential Rental Agreement and Receipt for Deposit to Residential Lease Agreement. In this podcast, I'd like to cover a baker's dozen of the major substantive changes. First, a tenant attachment has been added to the front of the form. The attachment advises the tenant to read the entire agreement, read the rules and regulations, CC&Rs, and other governing documents, consider renter's insurance, investigate important facts, and read and understand their rights and obligations under the Arizona Residential Landlord Tenant Act. Number two, the personal property to be included in the lease is prompted at lines 7 and 8, and, if indicated, will include washer, dryer, refrigerator, range or oven, dishwasher, and microwave. Number three, an important change to be aware of is the automatic renewal provision at lines 19 through 25. At the end of the stated lease term, the lease will automatically continue on a month-to-month basis with all terms and conditions remaining the same, unless either party provides written notice to the other of their intention to terminate the lease. Number four, the new form separates the refundable security deposit from the non-refundable charges for cleaning, pets, and redecoration. These provisions are at lines 59 through 69. Security is defined by the Landlord Tenant Act as money given to assure payment or performance under the agreement. Security does not include a reasonable charge for redecorating or cleaning. The Landlord Tenant Act prohibits a landlord from demanding or receiving security, including prepaid rent, in an amount in excess of 1 1/2 month rent. However, the Landlord Tenant Act does not prohibit a tenant from voluntarily paying more than 1 1/2 months rent in advance. Number five. The new form prompts you to specify what pets are allowed to occupy the premises, if any, and includes an option to require the tenant to maintain a liability insurance policy to cover any liability incurred due to the pet, with a specified minimum coverage and a requirement that the landlord be included as an additional insured under the policy. Number six, the lease form obligates the tenant to pay rent and remain responsible for the security of the home until all keys and openers have been physically returned to the landlord or otherwise satisfactorily accounted for. Leaving keys in the home will not be considered returned. Further, the tenant agrees to pay all costs related to replacing lost or unreturned keys and openers. These provisions may be found at lines 107 through 114. Further, the tenant acknowledges that unless otherwise provided, the home has not been rekeyed, and the tenant is prohibited from changing the locks or adding a deadbolt lock without the landlord's written consent. However, please be aware that a recent change to the Landlord Tenant Act provides that a tenant who is a victim of domestic violence may require the landlord to install a new lock to the tenant's dwelling if the tenant pays for the cost of installing the new lock. Number seven. At lines 145 through 151, the lease includes a crime-free provision in which the tenant, occupants, family, and other persons under the tenant's control are prohibited from engaging or facilitating any property damage, criminal activity, acts of violence or threats of violence, any other illegal activity, or any acts jeopardizing the health, safety, and welfare of other tenants, the landlord, or others. A violation of this provision constitutes cause for immediate termination of the tenancy. Number 8. Under the lease form at lines 165 through 170, the tenant agrees to investigate all swimming pool barrier regulations and agrees to comply with the regulations while occupying the home. If the home contains a swimming pool, the tenant acknowledges receipt of the Arizona Department of Health Services approved private pool safety notice. Number 9. The form addresses the presence of smoke detectors, carbon monoxide detectors, and fire sprinklers, as well as the obligation to replace batteries and to notify the landlord if repair or replacement is necessary. These provisions can be found at lines 183 through 190. Number 10. The lease at 196 to 201 provides that the tenant will not unreasonably withhold consent to the landlord or the landlord's representative to enter into the home to inspect, make necessary or agreed upon repairs, decorations, alterations, or improvements, supply necessary or agreed services, or to show the home to prospective or actual buyers, mortgagees, tenants, workmen, or contractors. The landlord may enter the home without the consent of the tenant in case of emergency. However, the landlord is prohibited from abusing the right to access or from using it to harass the tenant. Except in the case of emergency, or if it is impracticable to do so, the landlord is obligated to give the tenant at least 2 days' notice of the intent to enter, and enter only at reasonable times, all as required by the Landlord-Tenant Act. Number 11. The form allows the tenant to provide the landlord with the name and contact information of a person who is authorized to enter the home to retrieve the tenant's personal property if the tenant dies during the term of the agreement. These provisions are at lines 209 to 211. In the event of the tenant's death during the term of the agreement, the landlord then may release the tenant's personal property, all as set forth in the Landlord-Tenant Act. Number 12. The lease form addresses the Soldiers and Sailors Civil Relief Act at 217 to 221. If the tenant enters into military service or is a military service member and receives military orders for a change of permanent station, to deploy with a military unit, or as an individual in support of a military operation for 90 days or more, the tenant may terminate the agreement by delivering written notice and a copy of the tenant's official military orders to the landlord. In such a case, the lease will terminate 30 days after the next monthly rental payment is due. The form clarifies that military permission for base housing does not constitute a change of permanent station order. Finally, number 13. At lines 323 through 324, the lease contains an acknowledgement in bold and in all caps that the landlord has provided the required information on the rental property to the applicable county assessor, all as required by law. Again, due to the numerous changes, please review the 2008 AAR lease agreement carefully before utilizing the form in the transaction. Also, if you do not have experience in lease transactions, please talk to your broker or manager before representing a client. Again, thank you for listening to the AAR Legal Affairs Podcast.